Hello, welcome to Killer Crosspiece. This is episode 64. This is also about the Zodiac, but this is about the 1960 letters. We're going to kind of read them off best way we can because some of them are hard to read. But they're all posted online, so you can find most of them. But the first one we're going to talk about was found December 1966. It was at the Riverside City College Library. This was the murder that the Zodiac would later claim that he done. But it goes, was sick of living, unwilling to die. It's like really far-spaced part. Cut clean, if red, clean bloods, spurting, dripping, slipping, all over her new dress. Oh well, it was red anyway. Life draining into an uncertain death. She won't die this time. Someone will find her. Like, there's just two lines there. Just wait until next time. R.H. So, what do you think about this? Like, the Zodiac basically claimed this was his murder. So, this was a few years prior. But this is definitely poetry. But, by the picture, it looks like it was maybe crumbled up or just old.
Probably really old.
But not like old. It was only a few years old, I think, when they found it, if I remember. Like, they probably found it, like, back then. But
just a piece of paper in a public library, though.
Yeah. Like I said, just with the lines in it, like, you kind of wonder if it was, like, crumbled up some. So, the next one that, like, so that was more of a poem. But, like, if you look at the handwriting, I don't know. Like, this one got sent. This was April 30th, 1967. It was sent. Well, it was postmarked from Riverside, California. It was sent to Riverside Press. Joseph Bates, the father of the victim. And the Riverside Police Department. They're all mailed, like I said, from Riverside, California. And basically, Bates had to die. There will be more. She had to die. There will be more. Bates had to die. There will be more. But, like, does the handwriting, like, this was the first one here. Like, you could tell it looks like, you know, they got the Z down here. Like, the Z's look pretty much the same, but, like, the M, you see how the M looks on that one?
Yeah. That, like, one almost looks like somebody was trying to write like that.
Yeah, I don't know. Like, it's just really.
Like, unless someone really didn't know how to write.
These two I could see being more kind of, you know, the same.
Yeah.
The middle one that's sent to the father, I don't know, it just, to me it just looks different. Because look how the D is in this one. Look how the D is in that one. Like, it looks more like a P, and this one looks more like a P.
Yeah.
Yeah. So not really sure on those, but, like, comparing it to the 66.
I don't think that looks like at all.
Yeah, like, they're very, very well off. This one's going to be really hard to read. This was July 31st, 1969, postmarked from San Francisco, and sent to the Vallejo Times Herald.
Vallejo?
Yeah, Vallejo Times Herald. They all say pretty much the same. Oh, wait, no, this had the cipher with it. Okay. This was a cipher. But like I said, this one's sent there. Dear editor, I am the killer of the two teenagers last Christmas of. It looks like an H. Looks
Lake
like,
Herman, maybe?
Okay, yeah, Lake Herman, yeah. Okay. Yeah, it's like, looks like this mirrored or got wet. And the girl lost. Oh, the girl last 4th of July to probe this is shall state some for with only I police. I have no clue. Basically, what he's talking about here, he's describing the crimes. Because here's a girl was lying on right side, feet to west. 4th of July, girl was something pattern.
Pattern pants.
Wearing, okay, pattern pants. Okay, yeah, okay, I see pants down there. Okay. Was also shot in knee. Is that Roy? It looks like O-Y, but I can't make out what. Or boy.
Boy, probably.
Yeah, probably boy. Like, it just looks like a big dark smudge. Ammo was Western. Is that ammo?
Yeah.
Like, this one's very, like, it looks like it either was, they were left-handed and it just smeared across. And down at the bottom, like I said, basically, the gist of it looks like he's confessing details of the murder to show that it was him. And then he talks about a cipher that he took him, to, you know, mailed him to the San Francisco Chronicles.
Basically, just trying to prove that he did do it, like he knew details.
Wait. Okay, there's two other parts. So what did he mail him to? Like San Francisco Chronicle. San Francisco, what did that do? That one's the,
the San Francisco Examiner.
Yeah, so you got the Chronicle Examiner. But look how they're handwriting. Like, this one's, like, all sloppy. Like, this one might have had something. But look. Like, do they look comparable to you? See here. Well, these are easy to read because it says, brand name of ammo, Super X, 10 shots were fired. Okay, this is basically what they say. Yeah, the 10 shots were fired. A boy was on his back with his feet to the car. The girl was on her right side, feet to the west. 4th of July, girl was wearing patterned pants. Well, this one he spells pattern wrong because he left out a T. That one's right. The boy was also shot in the knee. Brand name of ammo was Western. Okay, so basically, same letters. Like I said, they were mailed the same place, with postmark San Francisco. But these are more easier to read. But the handwriting, like, kind of, maybe, because it says, I am the killer. This one, like, the one to the Chronicle says this is the murderer of the two teenagers last year. Okay, now we got to look. Okay, here's part of a cipher. The other two parts of the cipher are being mailed to the editor, the Valhalla Times and San Francisco Examiner. I want you to print this cipher on the front page of your paper, and this cipher is my identity. If you do not print this cipher by the afternoon, Friday?
Yeah, put Fry for Friday.
Okay, that's what I'm assuming. Friday 1st of August 69, I will go on a kill rampage Friday night. I will erase, or no, wait, that's cruise. That looks like a race. Cruise all around, all weekend, killing lone people in the night. Then something.
Who are lone?
Then cruise on to kill again. Or move on to kill again. Until I end up with a dozen people over the weekend. See, he added an L to kill.
Okay, let me see yours. Because yours basically says the same thing but has more words.
Yeah, that's basically. Like, he added two of them or took stuff away. Like, this is the one he said this is the murderer.
This is one that said he's a killer. It basically gives the same gist of it all, but different wording.
Yes, different word. Yeah. Okay, here's page one. This cipher was... sorry if you hear us rambling through paper. But page one of the cipher. This one, I forgot. I think this was the couple, I think, that ciphered this one. But I like killing people because... It is so much fun. It is more fun than killing wild game in the forest because man is the most dangerous. What? Dangerous animal of all to kill something. See, I go to page two. Gives me the most thrilling experience. It is even better than getting your rocks off with a girl. See, the best part of it is Can you like make any of that? Can you make any of that out? It in But I will die, will be born, reborn. I'm paradise.
All.
What? Paradise and all? Is that an A or an A? Oh, yeah. Okay, there's an A. And all the...
As I have killed will become my slaves. I will not give you my name because you will try to slow down or stop me collecting of slaves for my afterlife. Then all of this, like, the ink is hard to read.
Yeah, but most of the, you know, like, most people know a lot of these letters. But going off to this, like I said, the first letter to me, like I said, even though it's smeared, like it may be, but this one just, it's darker ink, the one that was to the Chronicle.
Yeah.
And like the handwriting is kind of comparable, but to the 66 is comparable to that or this one. Like this one's big lettering, the one from the 67, like the Bates had to die, like that's pretty good size. But, like, the M's and everything, like, everything don't match up, but it's not, like, I don't know. Like, could you actually count those, all these letters so far we've read to be connected?
Maybe the 66 one is comparable, but, like you said, that's, like, 8 words on that one taking up the whole page. So, obviously, he wrote pretty big. It's going to be hard to compare to lowercase to everything.
Okay, our next one is from what? August 4th, 1969, and it's also San Francisco. So you go from Riverside to San Francisco and still to San Francisco. And that was sent to, which one was that sent to?
San Francisco Examiner.
Okay, that one's the Examiner. Okay. Which one? This one's kind of smeary too, ain't it?
Yeah.
But it's kind of more easy to read. But that kind of compares with this smeared one better too, if you look at it. Which I can see the D here, the D's kind of do add up. Like, the dear editor, this is the Zodiac speaking. Let's see. In answer to your asking for more detail about the good times I had in Vallejo, I shall be very happy to supply even more material. By the way, one of the police, be having a good time with the code. If not, tell them to cheer up. When they do crack it, they will have me. On the 4th of July, I did not open up the door, car door. The window was rolled down. All something, the boy was originally sitting in the front seat when I began
firing.
Yeah, okay, I see. Well, it's just more, it looks, yeah. The top of the F's kind of faded out. When I fired the first shot, on his hood, he leaped backwards at some time, thus spoiling my aim. He ended up on the back seat, then the floor in the back, thrashing very violently with his legs. Let's see. Something about I shot him in the back. I will leave. I did leave the one of the killing with squealing times, and I mean, that Jesus Christ. In the Vallejo paper, I drove every Jesus attention to my car. The man who told the police that my car was brown. What?
Was a Negro about 40 to 45.
Shabbily dressed. But what's the word before? It looked like mother. Like,
I have no idea what that word is.
I have no clue either. Like, it's hard. But I was at this phone booth having some fun with the Vallejo cop when he was walking by. When I have the phone, I see the X. Oh, Jesus Christ, these are impossible to read. Isn't makes me sound stupid trying to read these. Draws attention to me. Okay, a car, last Christmas in that episode. Wait, in that, episode? What it looks like. The police were... I could shoot in the dark. Did not openly state this, but implied this by saying it was well the night and I could see the silhouettes on the horizon. Yeah. But I do feel like, I don't even know if you can read anything on that.
Let me see.
Like, these are awful. Like, the one, like, actually, this was more compared with the other smeared one. See, these, like, even if these were smeared, like, these look like these would be easier to read. You know what I mean?
By high heels trees, what I did was tape a small pencil flashlight to the barrel of my gun. If you, that word is just too smeared.
Yeah, a lot of, like.
In the computer of the, what? In the computer.
What? Let me see.
Okay.
In the center of the beam of the light, if you aim, it would have something you will see a dark spot in the center, the circle of the light open 3 to 6 inches across. When I tap to a gun barreled bullet will strike exactly in the center of the black dot in the light. All I had to do was spray them as if it was something. Okay, none of that, but it's basically new address sign Zodiac.
And the end of that one is like completely unreadable.
Yeah, that I'm pretty sure you there's probably somewhere online where you could read them better. That's because, like I said, that one goes with the other one from the Valley. The crap.
What?
The smeared one.
The Vallejo?
Yeah, the Vallejo. So basically, you got. See, this is more comparable with the Vallejo.
Yeah, that definitely seems the same. Same ink, too. Very smeary.
Yeah, like, we would think, because I'm left-handed, some of the ink like this, I would smear it too. Like, it could have got wet though as well. But, to be honest with you, like, this, the Vallejo and the 69, to the August 4th that sent to here, that we just read, they're blurry. About same handwriting. Like I said, if these are blurry, the word just seemed bigger. But I don't know. Could be how I print them out. But you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But it still don't match like the front two. Like you said, the first letter might compare to these, but it compared to everything else. And the next one, this kind of goes with the other two. That's more readable to an extent. But it was mailed October 13th, 1969, San Francisco. It was sent to San Francisco Chronicle, which there was another one that was sent earlier that we read. This is the Zodiac speaking. I am the murderer of the taxi driver over by Washington Street of Maple Street last night. To prove this, here is a bloodstained piece of his shirt. I am the same man who did the people in the
North Bay.
Area. San Francisco police could have caught me last night if they had searched the park properly instead of holding road races with their motorcycles, seeing who could make the most noise. The car driver should have just parked their cars and sit there quietly waiting for me to come out of cover. School children make nice. What?
I think he's trying to say Target. He's not a great
Target.
Speller.
Yeah, Target. Yeah, but they kind of think he done that on purpose there too. I think I shall wipe at a school bus some morning, just shoot out the front tire, and then pick off the kiddies as they come bouncing out. Like, this was a pretty well-known letter as well, but comparing these, lining up them up with the other ones. Like, it's not really smeared, but it kind of goes more of these, but not in a way, though. Like, this is the Zodiac, so you can see the smeared ones. But no, here he says, I am the killer, this is the murderer, and then he says, I am the killer in this one, and then down here he says, the Zodiac. So, like, he changes from time to time on them.
Well, he says, this is, in three of them. The other one says, I am the killer, and then the other one says, this is the murderer.
Yes. This one was a card. She says, sorry, I haven't written, but I just washed my pen. It was mailed November 8th, so we're going from October, so almost a month. San Francisco, California, sent to the San Francisco Chronicle. And it goes, this is the Zodiac speaking. He meant to put, I thought, but he put, I though, but I thought you would need a good laugh before you hear the bad news. And you won't get the news for a while yet. P.S. Could you print this new cipher in your front page? I get awfully lonely when I am ignored. So lonely I could do my thing. And let's see. This was the famous, I'm pretty sure, the 340 cipher that's never been basically pinpointed, which you can kind of connect with the other ciphers and go off this, which is something I was working on, and it's kind of hard to do. Some people say they solved it, but it's, from what I gather, a lot of it looks gibberish. But comparing these, or this one to the other ones, like that kind of, this one kind of matches here with how the Zodiac is. See what I mean?
Yeah.
But see, the Chronicle, like, that's the one of, the Chronicle should be the one that Paul Avery and stuff worked at, and the, do with the movie. Robert Graysmith. But see, that's what, like, when I mentioned in our suspect episode where they talked about, like, just the newspapers, like, trying to create a story, like, could that be true? Because we're only, like, a certain, like, hey, we got these letters here, but then, like, it's only going to one paper. Like, is that an issue type thing? Like, that's kind of what my thought behind that whole thing was like, just is a newspaper trying to outdo the other one? This one kind of goes, well, we'll read it first. This was November 9th, so this was a day later. San Francisco, California. This was back to the Chronicle as well. This is the Zodiac speaking. Up to the end of October, I have killed 7 people. I have grown rather angry with the police for their telling lies about me, so I shall change the way the collecting of slaves. I shall no longer announce to anyone when I commit, wait, book, commit wrong, my murders. They shall look like routine robberies, killings of anger, and a few fake accidents, etc. The police shall never catch me because I have been too clever for them. One, I look like the description passed out only when I do my thing. The rest of the time, I look entirely different. He spelled entirely wrong. I shall not tell you what my decision, he spelled decision wrong, consists of when I kill. Oh, wait. Well, maybe that's not decision. That might be desire. But either way, it's spelled wrong. Okay. As of yet, I have left no fingerprints behind me, contrary to what the police say. In my killings, I wear transparent fingertip guards. All it is 2 coats of airplane cement coated on my fingertips. Let's see. Unnoticeable and very effective. He's about effective wrong. 3, my killing tools have been bought even through the mail order out. Fits before the ban went into effect. Spelled effect wrong, except 1, and it was bought out of state. So as you see, the police don't have much to work with. If you wonder why I was wiping the cab down, I was leaving fake clues for the police to run all over the town with. As one might say, I gave the cops
some busy work to keep them happy. I enjoy needling the blue pigs. Hey, blue pig, I was in the park. You were using fire trucks to mask the sound of your crazy patrol cars, or cruising patrol cars. Yeah, maybe. I don't know. The dogs never come within 2 blocks of me, and they were to the west, and there was only 2 groups barking about 10 minutes apart. Let's see, then the matter circles went by about 150 of motorcycles. He has that really, like, spaced apart. 50 feet away, going from south to northwest. P.S. Two cops pulled a goof 3 minutes after I left the cab. I was walking down the hill to the park when this. See, one cop. This. Okay, pulled up to have one of them called me over to ask if I saw anyone acting suspicious or strange in the last 5 to 10 minutes. I said yes. There was this man who was running by waving a gun, and the cops peeled rubber and went around the corner as I directed them, and I disappeared into the park a block and a half away, never to be seen again. Must print papers where you put them aside. So basically, I think from my understanding, like, the reason that the cops didn't really follow in with this is the description, from what I gather, was that basically a description came over and that they were looking for a completely different person. And so when they talked to him here, he didn't fit that description that was going over on the radio. And he goes into, hey, pig, doesn't it rile you up to have you rubbed. His voice spelled rubbed wrong in your boo-boos. But, like, his A's, I mean, his U's look like A's. His nose, it's purely N-O-Z-E is what he put. But, yeah, like, see, because here, like, where he put the peel, the rubber, same thing. It looks like an A. If you cops think I'm going to take on a bus the way I stated I was, you deserve to have holes in your heads. Take one boy, Nomium Nitate fertilizer, and 1 gallon of stove oil, and damp a few bags of gravel on top, and then set the shit off, and I will positively ventilate anything that should be in there. Or is that annihilator? Is that a V-E-N-T-A-L right here? Ventilate? Positively? Wait, spell positively wrong.
It looks like ventilate.
That's okay, in the way of the blast. The death machine is already made. I would have sent you pictures, but you would be nasty enough to trace them back to a developer and then to me, so I shall describe my masterpieces to you. The nice part of it is all the parts can be bought on the open market with no questions asked. Let's see, one bat power clock will run for approximately 1 year, 1 photoelectric switch, 2 copper leaf springs, 2 6-volt, okay, 1 battery bottle, okay, batteries, it's abbreviating. Battery, 1 flashlight bulb reflector, 1 mirror, 2 18-inch cardboard tube block with shoe polish inside, 2. Hey, I don't know, side and something. And here's a drawing that he done of it. Bus, like basically how all that would work with the bus and everything. When it goes, the system checks out from one and the other in my test. What you do not know is whether the death machine is at site or whatever it is being stored in my basement for future use. I think you do not have the manpower to stop this one by continuously searching the roadsides looking for this thing. And it won't do the red, what? Something. reroute and the schedule. Okay, reroute. Yeah, he just spelled route. Reroute wrong. He put like rewrote. R-O-A-T is the way it looks. Wait, that could be a U. And the schedule of the bus is because this bomb could be adapted to new. Oh, God. Conditions, yeah. Have fun. By the way, it could be rather messy if you try to bluff me. P.S. Be
sure.
I don't say sure, but it looks like share or shave. Be shave to print. But yeah, be sure to print the part I marked out on page 3. I shall do my thing. That was what I mentioned earlier about the cop talking to him. To be honest with you, comparing these, like, this one kind of looks like, well, like, these all kind of, like, this one matches, this one matches. This kind of goes with these.
They're all similar in some ways, but he was also, like, they claimed he was ambidextrous, so it could be a little slight difference. Using both hands.
Like I said, I'm not sure on the smeared ones. If the smeared ones were like caused by like weather related or something like that, but if they weren't,
it'd probably be from a left hander.
Then it would be a left hander. Like that's the way I would look at it. Like I said, I'm left handed, and I know other people's left hand. They smear their stuff badly. This is the last one from the 60s. This was December 20th, 1969. So we're jumping over a month. San Francisco, California. Was it Melvin? Is it Bell? B-E-L-L-I?
Melvin Bell, yeah.
Yeah. But this is the Zodiac speaking. I wish you a happy Christmas. Spelled Christmas. He put another S at the end. The one thing I ask of you is this. Please help me. See, this kind of goes with, like, what I talk about, like, Dennis Rader, the BTK killer, because he misspelled stuff, too. And, you know, the whole taunting police and all that. But going back, I cannot reach out for help because of this thing in me won't let me. I am finding extremely, but extremely wrong, difficult to hold it in check. I am afraid I will lose control. Spelled loose wrong. He put loose. Again, take my 9th and possibly 10th victim. Spelled possibly wrong. Victim, ain't it? Was victim spelled V-I-C-T-O-M back in the 60s? Please help me, I am drowning. Spelled drowning wrong. At the moment, the children are safe from the bomb because it is so massive to dig, and the trigger, spelled trigger wrong, requires much work to get adjusted just right. But if I hold back too long from... Jesus, no 9? Probably, I don't know. I will lose all control, spelled control wrong, of myself and set the bomb up. Please help me, I can not remain in control for much longer. Comparing these with the other letters, this one's like the neatest one.
Yeah.
Like, comparing them to all this, like, I would almost think this was, like, typed from a computer. Like, that's how neat all the writing is.
But other than the spelling, I don't think it looks like any of them. The spelling is the same as the other ones, but the...
Well, it could just be copied, like, because remember the Melvin guy was the guy that they, like, they had the Zodiac call into and turned out it was fake.
Yeah.
Like, the dude ended up being, like, a mental patient. Like, these letters, I'm pretty sure, were released in the newspaper. And if that's the case, this person could have just wrote to Melvin. Bam. Like, it was just a copy letter, basically. Because, like, so that is very, very, like, so this handwriting is not bad, but this is still kind of more sloppier than this. Like, this is, like, really, really neat. Like, look how perfect those P's are. Look how just perfect all that is. That's just perfect. Like, you would, like I said, almost look like somebody typed it. Like, the only thing that made, well, no, not even the deer. Because, see, like, in these letters here, like, it's at a slant.
Yeah.
And that, like, this is not at a slant, really, at all. So I could see the Melvin letter being definitely a copy letter and not of the Zodiac. Like, that's kind of my opinion on that. So we're thinking, What? We know at least these two match here. And these three here kind of match, which you can kind of go with matching here. So you can almost basically match most of majority of the letters. Like, you're looking at what? 1, 2, 3, 4. So what? Wait, that's count 5 letters that possibly could go together. Right? Is that what you're thinking?
Yeah.
And then 2 of the letters, the smeared ones, like them going together. And then the one from 67 that debates. Like, that's just too big. Which, that just looks like somebody, like, that would look almost like, that looks like Adrian's handwriting.
Yeah, and I mean, it looks like a child.
He is 8 years old. Like, that looks like a kid that's learning, like, how to write, and you know, how they write big. And the other one, you know, the Zodiac claimed it. You know, it could be connected, it could not be, but, you know, like, I can't remember where it was found at exactly. Well, it was found in the library, but I can't remember if it was, like, found in a book or what. But either way, you know, that, it just, which it's kind of, it could kind of be comparable some of, but it just don't to me. Like, it's not neat, like, it's not really neat, but it's kind of bigger somewhat and don't have the slant. Because see, one thing with these, even the smeared ones have the slant to them, I've noticed. So, either way, like I said, it's hard to tell. But I believe that we'll wrap up this episode. So, thank you guys for tuning in, and we'll have the second part, which will be the 70 letters, coming out very soon. But thank you for tuning in.